If there's no contract by August 30th, Major League Baseball players will go on strike. That's the word from today's 90-minute conference call among members of the Players Union Executive Board. Talks between players and owners have made progress on some issues. One key stumbling block that remains, the owners' desire to spread revenues between major and small market teams. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago, where negotiations are taking place.
With just over 6 weeks to go before the start of this year's World Series, the players and owners say on some important issues they are just as far apart now as they were when the talks began. Rob Manfred, a spokesman with Major League Baseball, says the owners were disappointed with the players' decision to set a strike date.
Our hope had been that we could get an agreement with the players without the players taking the step that causes such great concern to so many of our fans. Our disappointment is magnified by the fact that, as a result of compromises by both sides, we made substantial progress towards a new agreement over the past weeks.
The two sides tackled such issues as drug testing, revenue sharing, and reducing the number of teams. But one of the most contentious issues is a proposed payroll tax. Owners want to impose a so-called luxury tax on the high payroll teams in the hope that it will help stem the rising salaries, which now average about $2.4 million. The union doesn't want anything to interfere with the ability of the richest teams, such as the New York Yankees or the Arizona Diamondbacks, to continue paying huge sums for their players. The luxury tax isn't a battle about a philosophical issue. Both sides are just haggling over price, says Ron Rappaport, a sports columnist with the Chicago Sun-Times.
What the owners want to do is find a way to stop the rise, the steady rise, consistent rise, in salaries. And what the players want to do is prevent it. The players view the luxury tax as a salary cap, which is anathema to them.
The two sides may be as far apart as $40 million on the luxury tax issue. Owners have proposed a 50% tax on salaries over $100 million. The players believe the salary threshold should be set at $140 million, with a much lower tax rate. Officials representing the owners say they are ready and willing to meet with the players' union again tomorrow. But Rappaport says that doesn't mean the owners will be willing to make any concessions.
The owners have, in the past, consistently dared the players to call their bluff. The players have always accepted that dare. And that's what's led to one work stoppage after another.
If the players walk out, it would mark baseball's ninth work stoppage in the last 30 years. It took about 5 years for fans to come back to the ball fields in large numbers after the last strike in 1994, which led to the cancellation of the World Series that year. Speaking from his Crawford, Texas ranch, President Bush urged both sides to keep working to avoid that happening again.
The baseball owners and the baseball players must understand that if there is a stoppage, work stoppage, a lot of fans are going to be furious, and I'm one.
Calling a strike date may be just a negotiating ploy by the union to get the talks going again, but history doesn't favor that outcome. The past 8 times the players have named a strike date, there's been a work stoppage. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.